Hey, you. Yes, you. Where are you going? Are you going to leave early and disrespect us? Didn't you do the same thing last episode? Come here. Come here, you. I'll teach you.
Whoa. Now what my friend is saying is, you, you're good. You're listening to our podcast. So let's make everyone happy and you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform because we don't want you to miss an episode.
You miss an episode? You'll get whacked.
Now that isn't true. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. What are you doing? I can't take you anywhere.
In a quick hit, Anchorage. A city in decline or a city doing just fine? With the Anchorage mayor's race just a week away, all major candidates are describing the city they want to lead as in decline. Even the incumbent mayor who has led our fair city over the last couple of years agreed, quote, "It's been off the rails here for a couple of years." Well, ladies and gentlemen, at least the train conductor has finally heard his many passengers. Ethan Berkowitz, former mayor of Anchorage, I ask you, Anchorage, city in decline or a city doing just fine? Your thoughts on the matter?
I think we're a city poised to make some noise. And I say that because there are a lot of green shoots out there that people should take encouragement from. At the same time, there's a lot of obstacles that we have to do. And I think what I haven't heard from any of the mayoral candidates is a can-do spirit. I haven't heard a vision of where they want to take the city. I haven't heard anything that makes us strive towards excellence. Instead, what I hear is we're going to aim for competence. Mediocrity is going to be okay. We're going to manage problems. Tell me where we're going to go. Inspire us. Lead us. Show us a better way. Because that has not been the course over the last couple of years.
Well, my friend, you are talking about a mayoral field that's right up my alley. Because my philosophy on life, Ethan, is if at first you don't succeed, you're about average. All right. A couple of things. Look, I want to address this question in the words of others. A year ago, in February of 2023, 2 years into Mayor Bronson's term, the Anchorage Daily News, the largest newspaper in Alaska, ran an editorial saying that basically everything was breaking in city government, right? This was a year ago. And since that editorial came out, we have had a continued increase in the problem of homelessness and deaths on the street. You've had a winter where we couldn't plow our streets. So obviously, even Anchorage's or Alaska's largest newspaper has stated publicly that this mayor was failing miserably. And over the last year, he hasn't really improved. So my question to you is, look, when you're an incumbent and you're blaming other people, what's that about?
That's about an admission that you have failed in your job. We are the biggest city in the biggest state in the United States of America. We should aspire to greatness. And this mayor has not led us towards greatness. This mayor has been a pinwheel of disaster. One thing after another has gone wrong. And we have no sense of where we want to go. The things that he takes credit for, the achievements that he professes to have, those are all built upon the efforts that were made in our administration, prior to us, and are really not attributable to him. The Port of Anchorage, that's something that happened last administration. The efforts at homelessness, which he dismantled, that's his responsibility. The inability to plow the streets, that's his responsibility. So I think that you've got a mayor who, by his own admission, has taken the train off the tracks.
Well, and I want to remind you that in some of our first weeks on the job, when you were elected mayor and you appointed me head of AACDA, we took a trip to Oklahoma City. And the one lesson I learned about economic development and continuing community growth is consistency. And the one thing that they said that made Oklahoma City this shining light of cities and downtowns, of redevelopment, was a commitment, was mayor after mayor after mayor, whether Republican or Democrat or Republican or Democrat, they kept a focus and they kept a promise that they were going to invest in downtown and they were going to invest in education and they were going to invest in their community. And so it almost became a competition between mayors. As one took over, they had to re-up the other mayor. And so that's how you make progress. And the problem is that they made it very clear in that room, when we sat there in that skyscraper on the very top floor, I remember that. And we sat there with the mayor of Oklahoma City and the head council member and all of these developers and bankers. And they said, you lose 3 years, my friends, you lose 6 years. Because shit takes time to do. And that's the fact. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. And not like you're not going to listen to me. I apologize.
This is a podcast.
Yes. And you have no other alternative other than listen to me. Okay. But here's the point. 9 months after the Anchorage Daily News ran the editorial talking about how the city was broken, they ran an editorial talking about how good things were happening downtown. A lot of green shoots happening downtown. We should look at downtown and be happy. But here's the goddamn problem with this. All of the things that they pointed to were done under your administration, right? And in fact, the one housing project that they promoted and said, look, this is wonderful, we're getting new housing. Dude, as you know, my name, my signature is on that development agreement, right? This is stuff we did. And the fact is, over the last 3 years, they've done nothing. And it takes so damn long. I will never forget that the people from Canada Goose came into my office at ACDA in October of 2019 and expressed an interest in coming downtown, right? They opened their store in May of 2023. And this is exactly what the executives from Walgreens told me when I called them and talked to them about coming downtown. They make their investment decisions 3 or 4 years out ahead of time. So this idea like oil development or whatever else that we're going to flip a light switch is going to happen is nonsense. It takes years. And so when you lose 3 years under a Mayor Dave Bronson and you have no forward progress and outside investors see no interest, then you're sunk for 6 years. And the reality is every one of these projects the Anchorage Daily News listed in their editorial as success stories downtown were negotiated or greenlighted under your administration. And there is nothing that's been greenlighted or approved under the Bronson administration. So please, you know, there's a reason why this city fails in its consistency. Ethan, you were elected mayor in 2015. You and I ran against each other for mayor in 2015. It was an aggressive and great campaign. But the fact is, you inherited an administration from Dan Sullivan who left you with 100 fewer cops on the street and a huge problem downtown. I mean, for Christ's sakes, Kyle Hopkins from the Anchorage Daily News called it Barmageddon. I mean, you remember that. That was the Dan Sullivan, Larry Baker days, and now we have the Dave Bronson, Larry Baker days. Anyways, got to wrap this up. Final thoughts. In decline or just fine?
I think great communities use adversity to springboard to a better future. And this community is facing adversity. It needs real leadership to point us in a direction where there's going to be better opportunity for everybody. We have a lot going for us. Let's make the most of it.
We do. And I would absolutely agree. I have lived in this wonderful community for 59 years. I have seen the economy up and down, up and down. And I'm telling you right now, if we had a governor and a mayor that were aligned for like 4 or 5 years, the progress that we could make, not just in Anchorage, but statewide, I'm talking Fairbanks, I'm talking Kenai, I'm talking everywhere. The progress we could make if we had a governor aligned with mayors who understood the complexity of the economy. The transformation would be stunning. This is a state with $60 billion in the bank, and we're acting like we're on the corner with a goddamn tin cup. Yes, we are in decline, but we would be fine if we had some decent political leadership. Ethan, any closing thoughts?
This is the biggest city in the biggest state in the United States of America. We should be the best at what we do.